guys. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 54. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're new, welcome. Thank you very much. You might be sorry that you started with this episode, but who knows, depending on your placement in the world. And so I'm going to share a situation with you that just happened in my travels. As you know, if you have been listening, I have been traveling. And this was very frustrating. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know what to do about it. And there's probably nothing I can do. But it sucks that there's nothing I can do. And that is part of the problem with things. When there is nothing you can do as a customer, and I realize, yes, okay, I guess. But the argument can be made, well, that's just the way it is. And I don't want my world to work that way. That's a really slippery slope that if you look at companies, countries, various other things, it's not pretty if people aren't held to any sort of standard anyway. Okay, so here's the sitch. So I'm traveling. I took the Jefferson Lines bus to and from my destination because, quite frankly, it worked out really, really well with timing. It was actually a better option than taking the shuttle connections that I could have made, which were certainly there. They cost more. That wasn't so much the issue, but the timing and the placement and everything just worked out really, really well with the Jefferson line. So I was like pleased. Traveling down went great. Traveling back, not so much. I get to the station, mind you, gas station, not bus station, which is fine. I don't really care about that so much. There's a warm place for me to wait, so no big deal. And a restroom. Yay, restrooms. Okay, so get there, go into the store, and confirm with the guy, hey, this is where I pick it up. This is, you know, just do I need to do anything? Check in with you, blah, blah, blah. And he said, yeah, so I just found out that bus got canceled. And I don't know if he just found out or if the store just found out or what the deal was, but this was pretty, sounded like it was pretty new information. And I'm like, oh, okay, so what does that, like, mean? What happens here? And there was me and there was two other people. And so we're all, like, trying to figure this out. Luckily, thank you, shuttle driver from other company. And I'm sad to say I don't even know what company it was because stressed out, didn't even look. But this guy was great. He happened to be there. Why? Because he comes to pick people up from that bus to make sure that people don't need to go on his direction. So he kindly took us to one of the hotels that had a shuttle service so we could all get where we needed to go. Bless his heart. Absolutely. Thank God that there are people who are nice and reasonable and helpful who will go a little bit out of their way. Just saying that this wasn't a Herculean feat and it didn't cause other people issues, but he did help us and that was really, really, really appreciated. So get to hotel. They happened to have just enough seats on pretty much anyway. I think there was one extra for us three to get on the shuttle to take us to the next point. And I was actually making a connection to go to my final destination. And so also there was no communication to us that this bus was canceled. Zero zilch nada. And I think they take your phone number. I know they certainly take your email. And granted, I don't like always depending on email. I was busy. If you're vacationing or something like that, it's always possible you can miss an email, right? Call. There's robot call-y things that they can call and leave you a message and say, hey, you need to know something about your Greyhound ticket. Call us at this number. Well, I guess it wasn't Greyhound. It was Jefferson. I'm sorry. And in other words, there's things that can be done. So that was really frustrating, just that there was no attempt to communication. Had I known this, and apparently Jefferson knew it a day before, somebody said that it had been, somebody at Jefferson said it was posted on a website. I have traveled by bus very often in my life, and yeah, I've never run into this before, but I'm hearing it's a very common occurrence, more so now. Anyway, no communication. The other two people I was traveling with were, one was from France and one was from Spain. And they were just floored with the neglect that there was no other option. We called Jefferson and basically the answer was, you can take the next bus. When's the next bus? Literally 24 hours later. So, okay, how ridiculous is that? Like, I'm just trying to find a good analogy because I can imagine from having conversations with people about situations like this that my question is, how many of you people who are listening to this had the thought of, Well, that's why I have a car. So, yay, that's great for you, but we don't always not want to or need to travel by a car. I also question how many of those people who had that thought of, well, that's why I have a car. Also, how recently have you talked about being sustainable, using resources properly, et cetera, et cetera? This bus, minus this particular situation, is already running. I'm taking a transit method that's already there. I'm not adding to it by having another vehicle running around. Anyway, I'm just saying. So these people from France and Spain, and I think it might be worth mentioning, just because, again, I can hear voices coming back. These people were people that were visiting our country, okay? So they weren't coming here, using our resources, taking our money, trying to immigrate into our country. They're just guests, visitors, traveling, right? And putting money into our economy, I'd like to point that out. So they were just floored at the neglect, and I totally, totally agree. So then we called. There was no assistance for us, and I haven't finished my conversation with them. But when I mentioned about refunding, of course, there was blank on the other end. Seriously, crickets, nothing. And in the calls that I was making yesterday while this was all happening to me was simply the fact that I was very much trying to figure out how in the world I was going to get home and make the connections. So the first thing that happened was get on the shuttle. In the process of making the shuttle happened to go to the place that my original bus Jefferson transfer would have been. So the bus was going to take me, I was going to be dropped off and then picked up by another bus in approximately an hour. This bus, or this shuttle, was going to go to that same exact location. So hurrah, I can just take this shuttle one part of the way, get on that bus, and go up to where I need to go. Well, that shuttle got me there at 6:30. The bus I needed to leave was leaving at 6:20. And so I thought, okay, well, you know, gosh, Jefferson, you've left me stranded. So if you could wait 10 minutes. And there wasn't, they figured they could get me there by that time. They weren't 100% sure, but it's possible it could be even a little bit earlier. Not quite sure. But anyway, 10 minutes was what we were looking at. And so I called Jefferson and I get a lady on the phone who I'm explaining the situation, saying, look, I see this happened. The bus was canceled. I'm stranded. I've got another ride to this location. I see that they arrive at this time. You leave at this time. Could you please hold the bus for 10 minutes? For me to get there so I can catch this bus. I'd love to know in ultimate how many people were on the bus that I was also on, just out of curiosity. But basically they were like, no, we can't do that. She said, I can call dispatch and they're just going to say no. And I'm like, well, this is kind of ridiculous. You have stranded me again. And so I'm trying to work this out. And she just basically just flat conversation, no apologies anywhere. And so I said, look, obviously you can't help me. Is there somebody you can transfer me to? So she does. Took me a while to get that person, but eventually I did. And so I get to next person, also very even keel. Like I would almost swear they were the same person. Very even keel, very no apology, very no emotion, very much animatronic feeling and not quite that bad. But, you know, it just felt like, I'm like, are these people braced for every phone call? Like, what a crappy ass job that is. These people then don't get paid enough and they shouldn't work there. I'm sorry. If you're hearing this, go get a better job. Because I would, first of all, the sad thing, maybe you should stay because I don't ever, if I have a company and I'm hiring customer service people, if that's the way you've behaved, I don't ever want you working for me. Not without therapy and a total retraining first. Because if that's the way you're treating my customers, you're gone. Sorry. So especially people asking for very reasonable things. I think I was asking for a pretty reasonable thing. So get to lady number two. I asked the same question. I said, look, here's what happened, blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, we can't hold the bus for 10 minutes. We can't make those people late. Okay, so apparently they are clearly more important than the fact that you've stranded me in not my city for a whole 24-hour period unapologetically for no good reason that anybody could discern, no explanation as to why this bus didn't go, right? Again, no weather issues. So And the day before, people had been stranded because of this bus not coming for, again, no reason, nobody knows. So anyway, this woman, she's like, well, I can ask dispatch. And I'm like, okay, could you do that? That would be very helpful. So she goes away, comes back and says, ooh, I got a feisty one there. She says, well, she said, the woman says she will hold the bus for you for 10 minutes. And if you're not there in 10 minutes, they're leaving. I'm like, wow, these people, why do they have to be so rude? I just don't get it. Like, to their own coworker people. And she's like, well, dispatchers are above us, so we don't have control over what they do. But that's the deal. So fine, I'm going to take that. Hung up the phone with her. And then through other reasons, made a totally different decision to say, this is really ridiculous. There's no guarantee I'm going to get it. There's no guarantee I'm going to get home. And then I'm going to have to problem solve when I get to that point. So I called another shuttle service that I'm familiar with. Basically ended up getting a shuttle from one of those stop off points. And okay, so I'm set. I'm going to go home. Everything is going to be fine. I'm going to connect. No problem. Again, no discussion of refund when it gets brought up at Jefferson. Plan to go back, but again, crickets on the other end. That's it. That's all. So because part of me just really wanted to say yes and not call back, but really I didn't want to do that because A, it felt icky in my tummy and it's not going to do any good, right? The driver and the people riding are the ones who are going to suffer for me not calling back. And I'm sure the people haven't called back in these situations. And then they say, well, this is why we don't hold rides, right? So I didn't want to be that problem. And I'm thinking, well, if the attitude that you get is what you give people, no, they probably don't want to call you back. And they feel so disrespected that it is the whole, well, if I'll treat you, if you're showing me how you want to be treated by how you're treating me, I will treat you respectfully back by not respecting you. And so it becomes not worth your time or the amount of time you spend on hold just to reach somebody. And in this situation, I managed to reach them back. I did call them back to say that I wasn't coming before I had to get on the bus. But had I waited, you know, you get on the next shuttle bus where you can't hear anything and it's loud and whatever. And you're like, ah, again, don't want to be that person. So I did call back and basically got a hold of the person, said who I was and said, so I'm calling you and giving you, Jefferson Lines, the respect you don't deserve by me calling you back. Because you haven't shown me any respect so far. And I made it clear that I was not dissing on the lady who I was talking to, because though I didn't like her monotone, even keel, lack of apology emotion, I also know that she's an employee trying to do her job and is pounded to the wall and doesn't get paid enough and really out of her own ethics should quit her job. So now I have a new, thing to look for if I hire employees. Have you ever worked for Jefferson and what did you do there? And tell me about it and see if I can hire you. Sorry, just my beef. A lot of beefs today. So I did call and let them know that. And who knows where that went to. Hopefully that got to the dispatch. It would be really horrible if it didn't. And then I'm the jerk, right? So I'm assuming that this person did their job and got the word up the line. So anyway, I got home, did my thing, all is well. But it's just, oh my God, the frustration. I mean, first of all, welcome to America, people who are traveling, visiting our country, coming to visit and go to our events and et cetera, et cetera. that's a fine how do you do. Here we are, making America great again. Yeah, it's great. Love it. And again, I know that people can look at it and go, well, you know, there was another solution. You took the other solution. But you know what? Jefferson should be a solution. If we all accept this because we all have other solutions, because we all have enough money to do other things, the basic systems for people in, well, and I don't even want to just say people in lower socioeconomic statuses, because I don't think that's fair. And I don't think it's necessarily true. I have seen some well-to-do people on the bus because perhaps they're getting older and they can no longer drive. Perhaps they just can't drive due to a disability. Just because a person has a disability and can't drive doesn't mean they're poor and they're a third-class citizen, which is exactly how I felt. Nothing better to remind you how worthless you are in the economy when you're treated like that. And yes, I had the ability to go and create another solution, but it really isn't okay with me that this is just accepted. And because, well, if you've got money, you can do another solution. But what about the person who doesn't have money that month? Like, what about the people who maybe normally do, but are having a really serious life crisis, medical crisis, divorce crisis, identity theft crisis, right? Like, how many people don't have identity theft and then they trying to get a credit card or whatever the case may be? That you just don't have, I mean, granted, but hopefully you've got somebody else to help you, I suppose. But I'm just saying, to make it a quick and easy fix gets really complicated. And I realize that that's just maybe seen as tossing a lot of barriers in there, but it's ridiculous if we don't have some of our systems working that are just simple. These are solvable problems, right? It wouldn't take much for people to call. I would have rather had somebody call my cell phone at midnight to let me know that I didn't have a ride home than not at all. Like, fine, wake me up at 2 a.m. I don't flipping care. You just have a decent customer service attitude and say, I'm really sorry for calling you this late hour, but I need to let you know this. Okay, that's, you're going to get a little bit crabby on the other end, perhaps, maybe, but people are ultimately going to appreciate it. There are solutions to these problems. And if Jefferson doesn't have enough people that maybe they can't afford a robocall thing, or they can't afford people to do some of this stuff. Well, maybe it's because you keep canceling rides and you don't get the ridership that you could have because people make a different choice. I can make another choice. I know that I'm going to be using the exact same route again, but I can do something else. I'll take the extra time to not have this hassle. And because again, they don't want to refund my money. So that's money lost. I've had to pay for the shuttle back home anyway. So why start there? And it's a tragedy in my mind if we don't have a system that is affordable for people who do want to travel, who maybe don't like to fly, can't afford to fly, don't want to take the car, whatever the case is. I realize that bus travel isn't exactly glamorous, but it is functional. And why not have a good one? Why not be just do a good job at what you're doing? The customer service reps are pissed because people call in and they're crabby. And then the dispatchers, for whatever reason, are crabby. Why is everybody so crabby? Like, I mean, everybody has bad days, but if this is the consistency of your work and because everybody calls and they're crabby, okay, this might explain why. Again, total solution to the problem. Even in the best situation, you're going to have people that are crabby and they're going to be upset, but they're going to be a lot more pleasant and say a lot better things about you and your company if you handle it well. I've traveled in a service, another shuttle service that has been really quite top notch. They've screwed up a time or two, but because they handled their screw up well, they connected with people, they let people know what happened, they helped you solve the problem to the best of everybody's ability, everybody was a little upset because it screwed up their life a little bit. But in the end, everybody was okay. And everybody was still happy and still like, this is really frustrating, but that doesn't mean I won't use you guys again because you handled it well. To be that good example also to, I don't know, I just think of the attitudes that we have towards people who are poor and not responsible and, you know, don't show up for their job or whatever the case might be. I mean, and you take it like a worst case scenario. To finish my statement there, we put all these negative things on people, and there are people who are jerks, irresponsible, etc. But when this stuff keeps happening to you over again and you are treated like you're the scum of the earth, or at minimum, you just don't matter. Not our problem that we left you stranded in a city that you don't live in and you just needed to get through. Not our problem. Oh yeah, but you paid for a ticket. Not our problem. These aren't free rides, people. We're paying for something that is on a schedule. If this happens to you because everybody decides not my problem, let's all our systems go to crap that do support people being functional, getting where they need to go. Well, you know, you have to kind of understand why people get crabby, why they end up staying on the system. If you can't push past some of this crap, and I realize this is just a bus system, but it's true for many other systems that people deal with. You get crabby and you start to feel a little bit entitled, perhaps. And that's not good. I'm not saying it's good, but understand how that could possibly happen. And one can have a positive attitude all the time, but if you're stranded and this was, you know, you don't get paid till next week and you don't have a ton of money sitting around. So what do? In this town, you don't know. You can't sleep in the bus station because why? It's a gas station. So you try to sleep somewhere else potentially. You get in trouble. Perhaps you even get brought in. Now, perhaps you were trying to get home for your job that you needed to go to so you can make the money to pay for the shuttle you couldn't take. How does that affect your life? Again, perhaps an extreme example, but I'm betting it happens way the hell more than people are aware, because you probably listen to somebody's story who talks about that happening and you don't believe it, or you just assume they were the bad guy. They didn't do their diligence. How many times I haven't told a story or talked about a situation of something that happened that was completely unfair and people like can't believe it. Well, no, that can't be the case. Well, but it is the case. It's just you haven't had to deal with it. Or if you do, you can just turn your head and pay for it in a different way or ignore it or whatever the case may be. So I'm just saying we'll see what happens with the Jefferson people and if I can actually get them to refund my ticket, which I think they well should do. Personally, I think they should refund my ticket and then pay for the ride it took me to get to the bus station. That would be ideal because I didn't need to go to that bus station. They should refund my money for the half of the ticket and pay for my shuttle service that I had to take home. I think that would be more, that would just be fair. I realize that's quote unquote an ideal world, but if you were an honest and good business who felt like you made an actual mistake, and wouldn't you do that? Like, I know that businesses have done that. I've seen it happen. I know that they can happen. You're taking responsibility. If we're not going to pick you up, our job is to get you where you need to go. So there you go. I'll even accept the not taking, paying for the ride to the station that I had to make that was superfluous at this point, but at least have the decency to A, refund my money, but acknowledge that I had to do something different. And if we were in a court of law, somebody would be forced to pay those other charges and probably mental anguish or whatever. And I'm not even necessarily arguing that that's legitimate, although at the point of where I kind of do think sometimes things, I get why people fight for that, is the whole, you could have handled this so much better where there would have been no mental anguish. It wouldn't have been stressful. It would have been stressful for 3 minutes instead of 2 hours. And that's, I'm sure, what some people are just really trying to get across in those situations is, at least I feel in this, it's like, yeah, compensate me for my being pissed off and frustrated and stressed out. But had you just called me 2 hours earlier, 2 hours early, my gosh, I think even honestly, an hour, a half an hour would have helped, really, because I could have made an easy decision to get on the shuttle before the one I took, and I could have gotten to where I needed to be and made that transfer, and it would have been one leg of my journey that was jacked up instead of having to fight for the whole thing. Information is power, people, and you don't have to use it against people. You can give it to them, and they can make your life easier by not being pissed off with you. So I don't know why, I don't know. People, I don't know if human beings, and I'm one of those people, I'm always amazed at how many people just don't care if people are pissed at them. And I know there is the doesn't matter what other people think of you, but you know what? Sometimes it should. When you're being a jerk, it's a good time to assess, and you're feeling entitled to the jerkiness that you're being. There are times when a business person has to be a jerk or whatever. You have to do something in the best interest of the business. This is no way can I make sense of this. If your entire staff died and you are the manager and you didn't have time to call all those people, okay, fine. You know, hey, look, I'm sorry. My 17 staff people died and I couldn't get to everybody. I'm sorry. But you're sorry. You're apologizing and you're sincerely meaning it. Why? Because you would have liked to have probably done that, but you didn't. The attitude of don't care, not our problem. Like we're entitled, they're entitled. So this is their entitlement. We talk about poor people entitlement. We talk about rich people entitlement. This is their entitlement to not having to care about a service that they have sold somebody at a timely manner with a schedule that's been set for a long time, and no explanation, no whatever. That's a certain amount of entitlement to throw at me, the passenger, to say, I don't have to care about you. What the heck is that about? So I'm sorry, I could go on about a billion aspects of this, but I want to share that. So partially, A, if anybody's got any suggestions of how to help the situation, or somebody would like to go work at Jefferson Lines who maybe can do a better job because you're a more thoughtful business person and you could probably beef up the system, at least some. Granted, transportation is changing and many places there's light rails and whatever. And I, you know, I could argue when I hear where I'm in a place that they are looking at putting in some new rails and people talking about how much it costs and how ridiculous it is. And I'm like, no, we need this. And I don't want it to price people out who need the prices of the buses. And honestly, they're not that much cheaper anymore than shuttles, but they are still a bit cheaper. And for some people, it's the make or break for them to be able to do what they need to do. But what, so when I hear it, it's like, yeah, bring something in so richer people ride it. And then when things don't work out, they complain. And then people actually listen. Why? Because they could sue you. And apparently that's what people need. To me, this is, why do we have a litigious society? Boom, right here. This is one of the answers. When you're taking advantage of poor people, quote unquote, and I hate to put that judgment on people who ride the freaking bus, because I know that that's not, it's probably pretty true, but it's not 100% true. When you're taking advantage of people like this, then there you go. If we have to have people sue people to get basic decency and basic functionality and basic service, there you go. That's why we have a litigious society. If you just do the right thing right off the bat, let accidents happen where they may, compensate people for what you've done or do something. My gosh. But so there you go. I hope some rich person needs to ride the bus, has this happen, and sues the crap and pants off them because they deserve it. Action, class action suit, anybody? I'm happy to participate if other people are dealing with this. I don't know how all that works, but I know that this is ridiculous. And yes, maybe I am going on about something that we can't fix, but if we all lay down and do nothing, well, then we all lay down and do nothing. And don't be surprised when something that you need isn't available. And hopefully, lucky for you, you'll just have enough money to be able to throw money at the situation and do something different. That's how we function in America. But just remember, there's a lot of people who can't do that. And as wages not going up and cost of living goes up, we're going to have more of them. And if you're on that cusp, you might find yourself in that situation. You never know what's going to happen. So, and I know we can't all spend our life trying to fix all of these things. I get that. But I don't know. Can we have better standards and find a way to deal with some of these types of situations in many different sectors, not just this? Thank you for listening to my frustration and my rant. And like I say, I know you can look at it and go, well, that's just the way it is, blah, 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 blah. I'm sad that we have all gotten to that point. There's always things that are just the way they are. But if everything goes to hell and we just accept that, don't ask the question of why people have bad attitudes. If you deal with this for a while type of thing, and again, not just in bus riding, but in many, many other things, you know what? You start to have a bad attitude because nobody cares. Nobody else is going to have one. Why do you have to do all the work? Just saying. Thank you for listening. And I'm curious to know if other people have had a similar situation. Like I said, I don't use the Jefferson line all that often, but boy, if there, and I'm hearing from other shuttle drivers from my area saying, yeah, they're canceling a lot more buses lately. Just sort of not just, it's not just a weather thing. It's just, they're just doing that. I don't know what that's about. And I don't really think that that's okay. So had I known 24 hours earlier, well, I would have been able to plan my trip differently, but it still doesn't solve the, do I get a refund? ? Do I get an apology? What do I get? None of that stuff I don't think will change, or has changed, or would change in this particular situation. So granted, the more time, the valuable, but the nut of the problem here is still a problem. So anyway, thank you again for listening. Take care. I hope you don't have to deal with this, but if you do, hey, you know, any ideas of how to get heard? Any way we can all band together? And it'd just be nice. It'd be nice to change one system. I'd love to change many more. But if there's an opportunity to change one, I'm there. So if you know of something that's happening that I can add my voice to, please, Facebook, at Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces, @ Mornings with a Stranger. Thanks again for listening. Subscribe on iTunes and have a wonderful day. Hopefully better than I did while this was all going on. Take care. Talk to you soon.